one of the things that usually happen is people ask a question and say, whatever happened to so-and-so, where on earth is he or she? And we've listened and we've taken note of all the major concerns. People are saying that, is he still around? What is he up to? Can you talk to him? And we said, of course, we'll do the best we can, if we can, because he's always been a friend of the show for the many years that we've known him. And that is why taking people by surprise today, and would love you to be a part of it. You know, as we rewind time heading towards the end of August, and we get to speak to the Maverick himself, because we're going to be stepping into the mind of a man who once held the reins of South African football giants. I mean, he was a coach who stood at the heart of Kaizer Chiefs, as well as Mamelodi Sundowns, during a very, very defining era on both sides. He was shaping those squads, he was building their dreams, and also facing the brutal realities, though, of the game itself. And he knows what it takes to sit in that hot seat and to deal with transfer policies, you know, the endless battles of player recruitment, I mean, the pressure of expectation, and also just that fine line between what works and what doesn't work. I mean, did he get to handpick his own warriors, or somebody saying, hey, put so-and-so in? I mean, how did he identify the right talent? And what were those challenges that came with coaching two of the most powerful clubs in the country? And that is why we kind of go behind the whistle tonight. We go behind the tactics. We dig a little deep into the truths of, you know, football management with none other than a man who's up in France, Monsieur Paul Dalaza. Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, we haven't heard this voice in many, many years. How are you, sir?
I am okay, very well. Thank you very much. And I can say to you, I am very, very happy to hear some things about South Africa. South Africa, he is all time in my heart. I love these people. I love the country.
What do you miss about South Africa, Paul?
Sorry?
What do you miss about this country? What do you miss about South Africa?
This is, for me, this is personally, number one in the world.
Number one in the world?
For me, if I watch all South Africa, loves the country, and I love the people also.
When was the last time, Paul, that you were in South Africa?
Over 10 years ago, I think.
So it's over 10 years ago now?
I think so.
So what would it take for us to convince you to come back, to visit, meet all the many people that love you as well?
Look now, if I can one day see again the same country and the same people, I will be very happy.
Yeah, you're saying one day, if what happens there, Paul, I'm just going to ask you to keep your phone close to your mouth, into the mouthpiece, because we lost you a little bit there. You're saying you'd come back when what happens?
No, what I say to you is not a problem. If something is happened, I come immediately.
Ah, I love the positivity, Paul. Please don't go anywhere. We need to take a quick break. As I said, you know, bringing you back somebody who was much loved in South Africa. At times, you might even say one of the most controversial coaches. You know, some of the things that he said either before or after a result. But he was there in the thick of things. Also highly outspoken. Coach Paul Dalaza, live from France.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Salez with the ball inside. It was Motima being held back there. He certainly feels so.
Live from the F&B Stadium, it is Kaizer Chiefs up against Mamelodi Sundowns. Corporate Communications Manager at Kaizer Chiefs, Zivile Maphosa, good to see you, sir. Welcome. Expectations?
This season, we're changing the script and we're turning the leaf. We've been watching these guys for several years now dominating. Yeah. Now it's time for them to fall.
You're saying Sundowns are going to fall?
Big time. We are excited to see the number of tickets that have been bought and full house. I mean, it's our middle name, and it's surprising for most people that getting surprised. Actually, we just wanted to manage the risk and traffic to let it go to 75. We could have easily gone to 84,000.
#MSW.
Hi Rob, this is Tom Yati from Edenville. Greetings to you and greetings to everyone at MSW. Rob, it's interesting times, man, in the Betway Premiership. Coaches are now dodging questions. The heat is hitting, you understand? All air is breaking loose. Cardoso can't even ask questions on a post-match press conference. We are still to see the movie, Rob. Remember, this was words. We have seen this movie before. If he starts fighting with the media, you should know that's the end of the road for him. Thanks, Rob.
Good evening, Marawak. What a great game last night, you know, at the FNP Stadium. You know, had to be there. Thank you to our employer to release us early to go to the match. Robert, I must comment the police visibility, even the Amapanyaza. You could even walk holding your phone and not worry about crime and all that. We just want to commend the police working together with the PSL. And it was great, you know. It was a great outing. I think they must just work around the plan of the inflow and outflow of the traffic because, hey, man, after the kickoff, one had to sit for like 3 hours just to make it to a clearer road so that they can go home. But other than that, I must say 10 out of 10 from the PSL and Mr. Bert of Stadium Management, Tembalai Tembisa.
Temba and Tembisa, thank you so much indeed. It's always good to get positive feedback and not always at times when people are complaining. So, yeah, well done to all and sundry. I think it's very difficult trying to get the fans out. And, yeah, you sit at the stadium for a couple of hours after the game is finished. Yeah, but he sat through. He managed to win the Rothmans Cup with both Kaizer Chiefs as well as Mamelodi Sundowns. If you go back to the late 1990s, he also won the league with the Brazilians. And that is why today, almost as a reflection of the kind of strength and the power that he had while being in charge of these two giants, Paul Dalazar coming through live from France. Paul, I mean, your experiences, you know, two of the biggest clubs in South Africa, Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns. I mean, how different were those environments and expectations for you to bring success?
But look now, to be coach in Chiefs or Sundowns is something for me exceptional. This is what I like because Chiefs and the supporter, also Sundowns and the supporter, everything's what I have in the two club was exceptional.
For you, what was your biggest highlight? What do you remember the most?
Look now, I remember all the time the supporter from Chiefs, example. This is something that I never see in my career. Exceptional people. And also with the supporter, I have the best result with Chiefs and Sundown.
And what was your relationship like with the chairman of Kaizer Chiefs? That's Dr. Kaizam Daung Sr. What was your relationship like?
Yeah, that is like the family. Kaizer and his family is my family. Also, I have the same things in Sundowns all the time. The chairman or the owner is the number one, and I give him all the time the Sundowns, the result, and everybody was happy.
Was there ever a time, though, Paul, where he was very unhappy with you?
Sorry?
Was there ever a time when Kaizam Taung was very unhappy with you and the results and what was happening?
Look now, I say 2 years there, and he was happy because all the time he and me, we have the meeting. We talk, and we have the same language, and he was happy.
And, you know, sometimes at clubs, we get told that you don't have the freedom, you know, to select your own players. You know, other coaches have come onto the show to say that, you know, the people in management tell them who to play. Maybe at halftime, they even make phone calls to the bench to say who they must bring on. I mean, did you have, Paul, the freedom to select your own players?
All the time, I have the freedom because I never give the chance to come to me and talk about Desna or Desna. But in Chiefs or Sandhouse, nobody ever came to me in the dressing room to say, this is, you must try or whatever.
And did somebody ever try? Did you get to chase one of the management people, whether it's Sundowns or Chiefs, and tell them to get out of the change room?
Yeah, that is happening in the big clubs. It's normally.
And did they listen to you when you say and you ask them nicely to get out?
No, I think so.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one, Coach, because, you know, you never know. You might wake up tomorrow and they tell you that you've lost your job, for example. But, you know, with South African players so talented, naturally gifted, did you have a particular philosophy, Paul, that you believed in?
Yeah, you know, I believe all the time in my career, did it in South Africa or in another 10 countries, I have all the time the same things. I've been in the contact in the dressing room with the player. I've been in contact with the or whatever, but I've been the man to make everything and talk to the player. This is what we need to do.
And who was the most difficult football player that you ever worked with?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Dr. Kumar, example. He was a great player, and he thinking sometimes. But I don't have never problem direct with the player.
What was Doctor doing? Doctor loved you.
Sorry?
I'm saying, what did Dr. Kumalo do? Because, you know, all my conversations with him, he loved you. He loved Paul Doniza.
Yeah, but, you know, I was all the time 100% direct with the player. And I talk to the player, and the player, he respects me. And he say, coach, he talk to me.
But you know that Doc could speak like you, Coach. Listen.
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Robson Machitra. Now, they were reminding us of the Rothman's Cap. I think Dr. Kumalo does us the best. If you ever want an impersonation of Paul Doniza, you must ask Dr. Kumalo to impersonate.
The problem with Robson Machitra, you're going forward, but no stamina for coming back. What do Paul Doniza? I call him the chairman. I buy the petrol, the 5 liter for coming back.
So he needs a 5 liter petrol to come back. you've knocked him out over 10 million.
Dr. Kumalo.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
You remember that conversation about Robson Muchicho saying that he was brilliant at going up in attack, but coming back, he ran out of petrol.
Robson and Chicho was the great player. I tell you that in Chiefs, I have all the time the very, very, very great player, and I respected the player 100%.
I think there are so many good memories. You know, South Africans are in shock right now, Paul, because they can't believe that they're hearing your voice. It's been so many years since they heard your voice. I think let's take a couple of voice notes. Yeah.
Good evening, Robert. This is the man. Wow, wow. What a surprise, Robert. I never expected to hear this voice again. This is one coach who understood the culture of soccer, how it is played. The man whom you will wait until the game finishes just to listen to his post-match interview. Never, never stubborn. He answered whatever question was facing him. And Robert, you know, we have these other coaches. Very, very, if I have to use a strong word, stubborn. Not listening, Robert. I mean, if you find a house in order and you start dismantling it, what do you expect, Robert? Anyway, good choice always.
The man, thank you so much indeed. Paul, how did you find the media? What was your relationship like with the media?
I never have a problem because every time the media came to talk to me, to ask me about the team, about the individual player, I was the number one who say I was ready to talk to these people. And we have the very, very good relationship.
And who was the criminal?
I don't know. I never talk about these things.
You don't remember that interview, Paul?
No, I don't remember.
I'll remind you just now.
Rob, and good evening to Monsieur Paul Doleza, Mr. Rothman's Cup, one of the charismatic coaches that we've ever had in our league. We'll always remember him for having an unbeaten run with Sundowns, 10 games, if I'm not mistaken, in 1999. But I just want to find out from you, Paul, with all the accolades that you've won in South Africa, having won Rothman's Cup with Chiefs, MTN 8 with Celtics, Rothman's Cup and the league with Sundowns, which one of those had was memorable and had a meaningful impact to you as a coach or as a person? Thank you so much, Deboche.
Thank you so much indeed, Paul. Just out of all of those successes, and he does remind us of, you know, the Super 8 with Bloemfontein Celtic in 2005, and the fact that I'm sure you know now, Bloemfontein Celtic as a club does not exist.
But you see, I came to Bloemfontein Celtic because I remember, and I was in very good relationship with the Greek people who was the owner, and they I make the very, very big result for Celtics, but I can't stay long time in this. I make and I give the good result to the owner, to the supporter, and I was happy. But after I leave, because, you know, if you was coach in Chiefs or in Sundowns, it's something exceptional for me.
But for you, which one of all of those successes, I mean, you had a successful spell with Black Leopards or Mpumalanga Black Aces, which also doesn't exist as a club anymore. But for you, with the smaller teams, maybe a bit more important than victories with Chiefs or Sundowns?
But look now, every time I go to the club, any club, I say I must give the big result. And I give all the time.
Big results for a big coach, eh?
Good evening, Marawa and Mr. Paul Doleza. Can you please ask me a question? What does he think of Sheikh Skungwane and his passing or no-look pass? I just want to hear from him. And thanks for that.
Thank you so much. I think everybody remembers that, coach. Sheikh Skungwane, who is now late, you always said something about him looking the other way, kicking the other way, and confusing everybody, including his teammates. What are your memories about Sheikhs?
Sheikhs were also the great player, but each player, he have his character, you know. But what I say and what I doing in South Africa in the clubs with the player, I was all the time the happy man, the happy man, the happy man.
Are you still happy, Paul? How's the family?
Family is very, very good all the time. And my family was happy in South Africa. Today, my wife, she is very happy to hear that I talk or the people talk to me from South Africa. Because, I don't know, you don't maybe don't understand, but South Africa, what I say, is something exceptional for me. The people in South Africa is also exceptional. I love this.
Don't go anywhere, Paul. I hardly ask elders for their age, but how old are you now?
Me?
Yes.
I don't know. I think 20 years old.
No. what is your age? You can't be 20 years old.
No. 80. But I do example of what I will to say to you. Every morning I do the gym. I jogging. I take my many things. So I do all the time the moving. And I am very happy to be like this.
Okay, so that's the secret, Paul. Don't go anywhere. When you come back from the break, we chat to, as he says, 80 years old now, Paul Dalaza. Every morning, he jogs.
Hashtag MSW, live now on 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Rewind the tape.
Patkamafani. Paul Dalaza.
You know, Patko, he speak about football. What do you know about football, Patko? Patko, he's sell T-shirt.
He works your hand at the time.
I play summertime, I play Muki. Summertime, I play the doctor. What is the difference?
La summertime, gengu, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Ask the doctor. He missed a penalty. It's criminal. Ask the doctor.
Palacios?
I say this money.
Palacios?
Hey, coach, this man, looking the leg.
Palacios?
I ask the chairman. I said, Mr. Chairman, this man, I don't think this man is coach. Where he coach this man?
Oh,
put to me. Patko Mafani. Hey, champ.
6 p.m. every weekday.
Oh, man, rewinding the time. As you said, hooking up with the coach, Paul Dalaza, all the way in France, a former Kaizer Chiefs, as well as Mamelodi Sundowns coach, also reached success, as we've mentioned, within Bloemfontein Celtic, whether it was Black Leopards or Mpumalanga Black Aces. He was just loved across the border. After we posted on social media the fact that he's going to be on the show, hey, Brakeke says, hey, Sheikh Skungwane, he confused my player so much. He looked there, but passed the ball there. Sly also says, hey, let me tune in for Mr. Paul Dalaza. Tepiso, he says, hey, I thought the man was no more. Yeah, well, you can hear now. He's definitely more and more. 80 and more. That's where we are with him. Kenny says, attack, attack, attack. SA football icon is Mr. Dalaza. Khabo also mentioned something here. It says, there can only be one Paul Dalaza. Shakes Kungwane confused my player. I mean, he looked that way, passes the other way. And the nation says, well, the vibe that he got when he was in Bloemfontein Celtic, the atmosphere. Makeba says he was never shy to criticize his players in public. And I think the late Sizwe Mtaung, as well as Thabang Lebisi, when I hear of Paul Dalaza. Yay! Nani reminds us, he says, no, he's the boss in the office, I'm the boss in the field. In reference to Ndata Kizab Daung, the chairman, his boss, he says, hey, I miss his interviews, man. A lot of you referring Ndibu as well, talks about, hey, Shakes is confusing my players, man. He looks the one way, passes the other way.
Even in the rope, you have one of the, I don't know if the craziest coach we've ever had with his antics on the touchline. One coach that believed in Robson Muchichwa when we never, most of us were still young, didn't believe in Muchichwa. But yeah, but who can forget? Shakes Kwan confuses my players. He looks there, passes there. And then the issue of criminal, the late season, Mutaun, Rafael Chuk, Rothman's Cup. Makwacha, what's your name? Hi, Paul Toleza. Good to hear your voice.
Good afternoon, Robert. Hi, Paul. Paul, I just wanna ask you something. I remember when Zain Moussa joined Kaizer Chiefs, and you said in your interview that this guy is a Muslim. He doesn't use muti, but even Europe uses muti. So do you remember that? Is it true that muti is used in Europe? Thanks, Rob.
Thank you so much, man. All those memories. Paul Deleza, all the way in France, chatting to us live here on hashtag MSW. Paul, I mean, you're hearing South Africans, the memories are coming back. What about muti? Did you, did you say something about muti being used in Europe?
I don't understand. What happened?
You remember in South Africa, they used to use muti? Did you use any of that?
No, I never talk about these things, but I heard the people he talk, but I never listen. I say all the time, I was in Sundown. We make the great result. I have the very big player in the two teams, and I don't want to talk about the two children. So I was all the time the happy man. And today, I am very happy to talk to somebody, South African man, all the people, because I love these people and I love the country.
Was there any player, Paul, that you wanted to sign in South Africa, but you never, ever managed to sign him? Who would that be?
Look, now I don't want to talk. I have so many very good players, and I respect these business players in the money clubs. So I must all the time to see my team. I was happy to see also the support behind the team.
And Paul, when it comes to coaching, did you take a decision to officially retire, or would you surprise the world and we find you coaching somewhere again?
No. I have the character, everything, and I know exactly if I come to the team, I will do this system, this player, and the attacking football all the time. The team where I'm working, we play the attacking football, the discipline, the rigor, everything, and the player. He accept all the team.
And who was your greatest friend? Who was your biggest friend in terms of the other coaches while you were in South Africa?
I have all the time respect for all the coach, but I never say this is the great and another is the small coach. No, never. I never criticize. No one coach. I respect all the time. It is in great club or in small team. I respect everybody.
You remember the little Napoleon?
Sorry?
You remember you gave somebody a nickname of Little Napoleon?
You remember
Benedict Vilagazi?
No.
Yeah, you don't. Hey, Paul.
Saturday, today, the same player, he gives the chance to another player. It's criminal. The million he got, and maybe we lose the game.
All right, but now it's done. So what's the instructions to the players now?
Now, Dr. Higa up, and Maki Higa up. This is another situation.
Back to you, commentators.
Oh, man, that was Brian Mulder doing the touchline commentary back then in that highly, highly... and still much talked about criminal investigation.
Hey, Doleza, they will say, hey, you must put petrol, you must go up and down. How can you go up and down all the time? You can't go up and down all the time because you are not working with petrol.
Rob Saul. Put petrol, you must go.
Oh, man, so many of these memories keep flooding back. And, you know, we've got to say from a South African perspective, Coach, I don't know, you were quite close to the Chiklis family, Natasha and Angelo.
Exactly. Also.
Yeah. We lost Angelo. He passed away recently. So I don't know if that news had gotten to you.
Angelo, he passed away.
Yes.
But I say, in Sundowns, we have the very, very, very good relationship between the family.
I mean, when you go back again, Coach, and you think of, you know, the involvement with the Chiklis family, you know, the Rafael Chukwus of this world that were playing for Sundowns, it was a great time in football. Do you have any regrets about anything that would have happened while you were here?
I don't want to talk because you see, he died, and I don't like talk about this and so on. These people on the no, leave the people alone.
Yeah, and. When you come back, you let us know so that we can tell South Africans that you're going to be coming back to the country, Paul.
But if I have time, one time to come back, I will be the number one man, happy man in the world.
Let's make it happen before the end of the year. We still have time.
No. It's not a problem for me. The chairman, he must know who is Paul, how we working. He must know everything about me, about the discipline and the time is not a problem.
Oh, I love that, Paul. Thank you so much for making our day. Thank you so much for being a true champion. South Africans do love and miss you. I wish you, your family, everything of the best, and hopefully before the end of the year, we'll see you here in South Africa.
Thanks to you. And what I say again, I love everybody there.
South Africans love you as well. Thank you very, very much there. That is Coach Paul Dalazar. I think obviously the quality of line will dip in and out. So apologies about that. But we got the fact that he is up and running. He is feeling strong. He loves the country. And he would be back here in a flash.
Marawa Sport Worldwide.
Paul Dolezer, we are going to ask you one of these days to allow us to chat to you for an hour. A lot of South Africans have said that it's long overdue that we also celebrate your life. So would you make yourself available, Coach, or should we fly you down to South Africa?
Anytime. You know, Robert, I respect you. I love you. I love South Africa. And if tomorrow, what I say, somebody phone me, I take immediately the tickets that I can. Because I love this country.
The country loves you, and there's a couple of clubs that will be needing a coach soon.
He must phone me. I am ready to come back.
Hey guys, he must phone. Hey, chipping away.
Hi, Mr. Mero and the team. With regard to the match between Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns, to me, the match didn't reach to its expectations because it was like I was watching the My Money Peel tournament because players were kicking each other in the middle of the park. There are those who are suggesting that Kaizer Chiefs was a better team. But if Kaizer Chiefs were the better team, why they didn't utilize those opportunities? So to me, it was an average match. David in Parkwood.
Hey, good evening, Tarop. To yesterday game, Sundowns, no. Tarop, it's too much is going on there. Mari Chiefs, yes, I'm pick up. I hope this year, Uguti, the battle will be between Chiefs and Pirates for any Ipetwe. Danko, Robert Marawa, Umlega Mkonda, Zishe.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and to the Marawa faithful. Robert, all I want to say to the Man United fans is, I know people say once you've hit rock bottom, you know the only way is up. But I feel like there's a dungeon in rock bottom at this stage, or or some basement, you know, that's just been kept closed for a few years. You're just carving open that basement and going deeper into the hole, because I don't know, people that are good don't look good, players don't look confident. I don't know at this stage what it is, what the problem is, where it's coming from, but yeah, I don't know. It feels like a lost case. It is a lost case. So yeah, to the Man United fans out there, let's stay strong and hopefully we will climb up. But yeah, for now, we keep going deeper into the dungeon. Great show as always. Thanks, Robert. Cheslin, yeah.
Cheslin, thanks so much, man. Hey, what a night for Man United supporters last night. Grimsby, yeah. And just the comments for me, everything that Amarim said, it just indicates, I don't know if it's somebody who, because he doesn't want to change his philosophy and his coaching style, you can't keep blaming a goalkeeper. At the end of the day, what can he do? You know, what sort of standards have you set? There's no control of that change room. I think that's pretty much where Manchester United are right now.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to the MSW shareholders. Two things from my side. Firstly, Wandile Duba from Kaiser Chiefs. You know, I'm very disappointed in the player. I'm not a Kaiser Chiefs fan, though I used to like him. But lately, I've noted that he does not play the ball. He plays the players, you know. And the type of tackles he does is career-threatening tackles, you know. Referee somehow kind of missed it. At times, just go give him a yellow card. But I think it's very sad, you know, a player of his caliber, up and coming, have that mentality in soccer. We don't need that in South African soccer. And secondly, the Bafana squad, you know, I'm not surprised by the squad announcement. Though Chiefs fans say, Tabiso should have been called up, and probably Marco. It's not proper, you know. How can a player struggle to make the Pirates starting 18, not even the starting 11? He struggled to make the starting 18.
Yeah, all of the feedback regarding the announcement there by Coach Hugo Broos of the Bafana squad. I mean, what a moment, what a day. Thank you so much, South Africa. Thanks to Paul Dalaza, all the memories. And that's why we always say to you, tune in again tomorrow for hashtag MSW Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hashtag MSW, live now on 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.